Grey's Anatomy is back, and we are 299 episodes in, and it is a full panel tonight. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Grey's Anatomy. We're season 14, episode 6. The boys are on a boat. I am your host, Kelly. My lovely full panel with me is... Go for it. Go.
You can find me everywhere at Shannon Bobo.
What's up, everybody? I am Timothy Mike. We are having a great time, clearly. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. I am Timothy Mike.
And I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
It's a disco party.
I love this song. I'm so glad you decided to do this song today.
All right, so what... Okay, I missed last week, so you know, we went from flashbacks and all that into the boys on a boat and they're MIA, and the girls are kind of running things at the hospital today.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of crazy things happening with vaginas and shotguns and all kinds of stuff.
Hypochondriacs.
Oh my goodness.
Well, let's get started. I want to start with Amelia and kind of like her little evolution. Mm-hmm. I think the friendship that she wants to have with Owen, I think, is really cute.
I love the fact that, remember how we said the last couple of episodes, we were like, we don't want this tumor to be everything. We would feel like it would be a cop-out if everything was blamed on this tumor.
Absolutely.
And I feel like they were about to go there, but then they didn't. They pulled back from it and they were like, well, let's just forget about the brain tumor. Let's start, have a clean slate. And I feel like Amelia now, as they showed her in the beginning of the episode and throughout the episode, is the Amelia that we've known to grow in love. Not you, Kelly, but me at least. I feel like this is the Amelia that I really like.
And it's so funny because I thought she was like super fake until the end.
Oh,
I really did.
She cannot win with you. I
no,
just can't.
I'm sorry. She cannot. No, actually, I like that they didn't go there and they didn't blame it all on that. And I like, you know, kind of when she was talking to Owen and saying, you know, I wish things were different, but they're not. Mm. This is the right thing. And I don't want us to be fake friends. I want us to be real friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I've had a relationship before when that was really important. Like, you know, the relationship just isn't going to work and it sucks. Mm-hmm. But you like that person to be in your life. They were a big part of your life and you want to continue that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that takes a big grown up person
to
be able to
mature people
do that.
To be friends even when they start dating other people.
Right.
And it's always like that awkward moment.
I mean,
but I think it's like they just don't, I feel like there's just nothing there for them to be jealous. Like,
right,
I think they're both just
like
over
just
it.
Done.
Yeah,
like
but they're, they like, they genuinely like each other as people. So it's good to be able to do that and not let the past kind of interfere. And when you can get to a point in your life when you're able to do that, I think that's awesome. Because, you know, people come into your life for reasons. And, you know, there was a point in time when you really cherished the time that you guys were spending together. So it's nice to see. And I hope it does continue that way.
And I love the fact that they said they were going to just blame all the bad stuff that they
on
had
the
between
tumor.
Them on a tumor. I thought that was a perfect
Keep
way to just
stuff.
Kind of close
I think so too.
And that also shows a little bit of difference in her character, at least for me, because for her to be able to do that and not throw a temper tantrum and go hide at somebody else's place, which is what she's always done, that it
she hit somewhere tonight, kind of.
But it was nice that she stayed, she confronted it, she had a real conversation, and that's where I want to see this character go. I like to see the characters evolve in real ways, and I'm finally getting to see that with Amelia instead of whiny crybaby stuff. So
was I the only one who thought it was a little foreshadowy that they were like, let's just be real friends, don't torture each other, no shame, no guilt? I feel like they were like hitting the nail over the head with that. I feel like they are gonna butt heads at some point, because we didn't really see them interact this episode, because he was on the boat, she was at the hospital, so we didn't really get to see them after this dialogue. So I think that something is going to happen. I think it was a little foreshadowing when I think it was just too much information, too much of like, no, let's just be friends, we're gonna be real friends, no shame, no guilt, like it was too much. So I feel like something's gonna happen where they're gonna butt heads. And shout out to everybody in the chat, thanks guys for joining us. We love
Well, and I think that that's inevitable, though, because in the beginning, when you say you want to be friends and you know, I feel like it's more to driving the point home with each other, saying no, but really, I mean it. And then we'll see if they really do.
Do you think it's going to start when they start dating people?
Oh, no, for sure. I think,
don't know. They don't seem to be jealous.
Don't think it's like really jealous of each other. I think it's more ego stuff, because nobody wants to be a loser.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants
to have failed.
Right. Exactly.
Like, whoever kind of moves on, like really moves on, the hookups are like nothing. But the first person to kind of really get in a serious situation, the other person may be in their feelings a little bit and feel uncomfortable about that. you know, want to confront it. And
it's more ego that. And kind of like a false sense of ownership versus mm-hmm. like real jealousy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it'll be interesting.
I'm not sensing
to see.
That. I'm gonna go against that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think they'll be okay. I think they'll seriously be okay with dating other people and just carrying on with their life as if, you know, mm-hmm. it just wasn't worth it for them. Yeah. It never works for them.
I mean, you're kind of winning me over mm-hmm. because, I mean, they have a lot more stuff coming on in the season. And for mm-hmm. them to, like drag mm-hmm. out that storyline of them butting heads, mm-hmm. like,
Sometimes it's just a nice little bow tie and that's sometimes. The end of it.
I see what you're saying. But
And I'm so tired of Owen and these sad storyline. Like, I'm so
tired for him to
give him his girl for his wife and his kid already. Come on.
I'm telling you, I keep saying just give him Meredith's kids so she don't pay attention to him.
You guys, really quick, Banali P in the chat mm-hmm. says, who do we think won the breakup, Owen or Amelia?
Well, we don't, I think it was a tie.
Do you think it was a tie?
That's funny. And the tumor won. I agree with that, actually.
I'm going to stick with
the tie. But I feel like there's no winners or losers here. Yeah. They both
it's nice when you can say, you know, sometimes, hey, we gave it our best. It just doesn't work.
Have you guys ever ended a relationship amicably? It's the most beautiful thing. It's like, okay, I'll see you when I see you. Yeah. And it's no big deal. It's like, it just didn't work out between us. And it's okay.
I don't think so. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just slashing tires count? Yeah, that's amicably, right? I guess. I don't know. I feel like time will tell. I feel like whoever they move on with, like if mm-hmm. Owen moves on with Teddy and has his family, then he won the breakup. Mm-hmm. But if Amelia like goes gung ho in her career and like wins mm-hmm. her Harper Avery and all this stuff, then she won the breakup. Like,
but
I feel
why
like,
do you have to win?
Yeah, why? Can't
hey, I'm just
be...
going with what Banali said. We wanted a winner, and I'm just answering
just going
questions.
Their separate ways. Okay, and it's completely okay. Like they hit a fork in a road, and they both are going to different roles. No road is better than the other.
Well, each one of them were getting some action tonight.
Absolutely.
In two very different ways. But I think one of the interesting things for me with Amelia was I've never seen her, I mean, I've always seen her like a crybaby, but never really when it came to work that she felt not capable.
Mm-hmm. She's
and
insecure,
that was
very
insecure.
Today.
And it was nice that, you know, as crappy as Tom can be sometimes, he really does believe in her and he came to support her. And it was nice to see that and their little interaction at the end. You totally knew they were about to get it on.
I actually liked Amelia's character arc this episode because we always see her as this confident, like, mm-hmm, I'm going to do mm-hmm. the impossible because mm-hmm. I know that I can. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to see her kind of hesitate a little bit and to, you know, be in her head about it because that shows that she is making a mental choice to be conscious of, you know, being 100% and not
of the
jumping right mm-hmm. and not jumping right into it. Like, this shows that she's not like the old Amelia who just jumped right into mm-hmm. it. She's actually being like taking a step back and thinking about it.
I love the sneak mm-hmm. in of Shonda one more time doing that mixed race couple. We always managed to sneak that in. And
and I love
their names. Harmony was the mom.
Don't you say you love their names?
I just thought that, like, just how
people are
like,
healing
peaceful.
Here.
Yeah, exactly. They were very peaceful and loving, and you know, you get one end of the spectrum, and then you get Amelia, who's like A type, you know. So I thought that was kind of interesting that this was her first case, that mm-hmm. such a like spiritual, like God is love and love is God people that she's saving, and
very hippy dippy.
Very hippy dippy.
And what did Tom say? Like, what's her name? The hippie chick, Tambourine.
Tambourine Melody.
Yeah. So I just thought it was interesting that dynamic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm glad that you pointed out the little interracial couple because I love when Shonda does that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Little sneak in.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. We'll see where that goes mm-hmm. and kind of like, you know, how she tends to succeed and, you know, if Tom is, we're going to see more of him. I like his character. I hope he stays.
Do you like her with him?
No.
I kind of do. I mean, I'm sorry.
So maybe that works out.
She's a jerk. It was the tumor. You guys were blaming all the bad stuff on the tumor. Let us not forget.
I'm not blaming anything on the tumor.
I'm going to blame stuff on you, Kelly.
Whatever.
Yeah, I didn't like them together when they were sleeping together. I mean, we knew it was going to happen. I looked at Elmarie during the episode.
There's
after that
so intro, much like, sexual tension there. That's what makes it fun.
It wasn't sexual tension. It was sexual grossness.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not talking about like for them to be like actually date. Like, get on, bang it out. Like,
even
it's
them
fun.
Having sex is weird.
Yeah.
You guys in the chat, let us know what
do
you
guys
think.
I think it's kind of funny. You know, sometimes like when you love to hate someone, that's like the best release you can get. She needs it. She had a tumor. Let her get it out.
No, I don't know. That wasn't the right... person.
I mean, she does like those older guys. I mean, Owen is older,
and it's her
too.
First one. It's both their first time out the gate, too.
Don't be haters.
Look what he chose. I guess in that case, he's winning. Right, like, yeah. Look what she chose, and look what he chose.
Karina's hot.
So I think, yeah, I think Owen's winning right now. That's true. In the sex game.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the gun in the vagina. The
gungina. The gungina that Karina coined, which is perfect.
Okay, seriously. It's okay weird. If he's old, Steven.
No, I said he was old. She has a type. Owen was old. This guy is old.
He could be her father. Like,
there's yeah. Thank you. Age is just a number. What were we just talking about, Aaliyah?
Age is just a number.
Very true.
No, but the weird, you know, the on this little weird relationship kick, you know, you have this 18-year-old girl who goes to visit her boyfriend in jail and tries to smuggle in a gun.
For what?
I don't. She like, wanted to go to jail too, to
be
with him.
8 ounce gun. So it wasn't that big of a gun.
How is this transfer going to happen, though? It's like what I'm wondering.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, you're going to reach so far up there to get a gun. And what is he going to do with a gun in prison?
She wanted to go to prison and to be with him. Remember, she said, "Now I get to go to jail too to be with him."
I think that was dumb. I think that was just her optimistic side kicking in. Like that was just like the positives of why this happened. I think that her boyfriend wanted her to smuggle in the gun so he could have the gun.
But how did he think he was going
to
get it?
I don't know. How did she get it up there? You guys have to explain this to me.
I don't know. I don't want to explain anything.
That was like in her pelvis. Like
that was crazy.
That was like way up there. She shot herself through her stomach. Like, that's crazy.
And then shot the hypochondriac, which is, I think is ironic. He finally has a reason to be in a hospital. It's a good thing he was in a hospital.
So ironic.
And I kind of thought with the hypochondriac, I thought something else was going to happen
I
with
him.
I thought
he was going to die
because
too.
He kind of, yeah, always
been in
there.
I thought he was, like,
there.
Really going to have a blood right? disease or like something, right?
Like the guy who cried wolf or something like that. Yeah.
Totally.
But it didn't happen.
Well, hopefully this girl learns, and for everyone out there, please don't smuggle things up your vagina. It's not a good look.
Or PSA. The other side.
Or the other. Just don't smuggle things in your body. Don't put things in your body.
Listening to Weber talk about all the different things that he would have stuck in right now.
Yeah.
All the things that people pulled out.
You cannot
out,
sign
like, oh
autographs with your penis no, as much
cannot.
As you want to try.
Do you guys remember the Grey's episode with the guy with all the porcelain doll heads in
yes.
his stomach?
Yes.
He fell on them.
He didn't fall on them. He just likes to insert the
he's
doll.
Daddy
the
fell.
Oh, and I'm thinking of what Weber said about like somebody accidentally fell on a porcelain doll. Like it was one of the examples.
Oh, the pen thing. Yeah, the pen
yes,
thing.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. No, you cannot. He wanted to sign out. No,
just
don't put unnecessary things in your body, guys.
Yeah, I think that's the most. I don't know. Like I've heard like those tells of what people stick in there, and it's actually true. Like the cucumbers and the hot dogs and all that other stuff. It's crazy. Don't do that.
Bottles and things.
Yes.
Ew, I just got a bunch of okay,
we have to turn from this conversation.
We have to go back. So, okay, let's talk about a fun, cute little relationship. Let's talk about Joe and Alex. Telling Meredith to be nice, but not mare nice. Like real nice.
I thought that was
actual
cute.
Nice.
Yeah, actually nice.
I want to see Meredith and Joe get closer because I feel like they have a lot in common. I felt like I feel like they've both survived a lot of things. And I feel like they could find solace in one another, and I feel like they can become really close friends, especially since Stephanie is gone for Joe.
Right.
And if you think about it, Meredith needs another, you know, girlfriend in her life.
She has her sister. She has a million Maggie.
Yeah, but I mean, I know, but I would like to see them
their
come closer.
Their personalities are also different. So
I know.
I don't know. I don't really like that. I think Joe is more of a, this time she kind of showed her strength. Like this episode, I actually saw her put her big panties on, so to speak, and like be a real woman and stand up for herself. But usually she's a little weak. Usually she's like a little, like, I don't know. And I picture Meredith being a little bit stronger than Joe, so I don't really see them having that much in common personally. Well, besides Alex, I feel like that's their main thing that they have in common, and they're both very smart and they keep winning cases together. So I think in that way they can have a great like professional relationship. Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's a friendship.
Well, it's funny because she, speaking just of her being weak, she's nominated or in the running to be
Chief resident.
That caught me by surprise, you guys, because I was like, what has she done to really put her over the edge of everybody else?
Her friend got quit. That's the reason why.
Yeah, because
so
Stephanie would have been
processed.
Yeah,
by elimination.
Yeah.
Process of elimination, she get it. So,
but, you know, in the early seasons of Grey's, you know, Meredith wasn't nowhere near where she is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, she kind of went through all of those things, and she was, like, dying every 5 minutes, right. and she just had, like, so many things with her, you know, with her mom, and then with Derek, and, like, mm-hmm. all of that stuff. So I see what you're saying. There is a relatability there, mm-hmm. and I think it should be, I would like to see it be more of a mentorship. And that, I know we had talked about that before, mm-hmm. where she has someone to go and confide in. Because it also is, like, their difference of statures in the hospital. It's kind of hard to be friends with mm-hmm. someone, like, real friends. That's true. But at least having someone that she can go to talk about, mm-hmm. you know.
I agree. Well, she has
not like, Joe is and still
I,
growing.
And I don't like this. Yeah. Yeah. Joe is mm-hmm. absolutely still growing. And mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of, oh, how cute Joe and Alex is. Because I feel like we still haven't really mm-hmm. talked about the fact that he beat the crap out of DeLuca. And I feel like that's still kind of sideswiped. I feel like they squashed it, but I don't know if I would be hanging out in a boat with a guy who almost beat me to a pulse. You know what I mean?
Didn't he apologize?
He apologized and everything, but still, like, it's just, I feel like it's still kind of, like, sideswiped. I don't feel complete with it. Maybe everybody else is complete with it, but no, I wouldn't be spending time, like, chilling on a boat. It's bad enough he has to work with him, but then, I don't know. Like, I guess he forgives him and let it go, but who's to say that Alex won't snap again? Or, I feel like mm-hmm. we still haven't really dealt, well, they're not so cute this, and, like...
Everything that happened, like, him just thinking, like, he's trying to be so protective over Joe and thinking that she was in danger and DeLuca was trying to attack him, and I don't think he was sober at the time. Also,
there were a lot of dominoes.
I feel like it's still like something that may come back up because Alex. I don't feel like. I mean, is he in counseling? We haven't. I don't know. Like, I'm not seeing.
I don't think. I'm gonna stick with that.
I am taking it that far. I know it's just a movie. I know it's just a TV show. At the end of the day, sorry everybody, but like seriously, like. If this was real life, that wouldn't...
No. Wouldn't you're be, totally yeah. entitled to your opinion, so, and I get where you're coming yeah. from. I'm good with that chapter. I'm good that with, like, closing that chapter like and moving on.
It may come up. I think it may come up again.
Well, I think it did already. I thought that they explored it when they had the arc where they told Joe, where they told Alex that Joe was afraid of him. And then they talked about it, and Bailey talked about it, and Alex already had his conversation with DeLuca, and they, I don't know how you guys feel.
What about Alex? I feel the reason why I feel like it's personally going to come up, especially with Joe choosing to file for divorce. So it might come up again with the if the husband comes up, because it's like, I don't know, like she has a tendency to date violent men. I don't think it gets resolved because I'm sorry, I know I did wrong.
No, but I feel you're absolutely right.
I'm just like, I'm going to stand by that because domestic violence is a huge, you know.
No, absolutely, and I don't think that they're taking it lately.
Oh, we tied it up in a beautiful bow, and now it's over. We said we're sorry, so it's over.
I honestly don't think that's what we're doing. I feel like this is going to get really, really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joe and the ex.
Especially mm-hmm. with Joe saying that she's going to like file for divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to get really bad, you guys. And I'm honestly worried about Joe. I'm worried that something's going to happen. I mean, we can talk about it in predictions, I don't like where it's going.
No, absolutely not.
I was thinking about that.
It crossed my mind, too, when they were all on the boat. Yeah, especially when they were playing fish. I mean, it does come up and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And I don't think that storyline is done by any means.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think that they are still going to talk about it. And they have a little here and there when they brought up, you know, being fearful of him and, you know, all those things and even him testing himself when he went to go find Joe's husband and see how he would react. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he chose to walk away is a big step to him to really see, you know, is he a violent person? And even Meredith said he watched his dad, you know, beat up his family when he was young, so he gets super
protective. He touched on it again today, too. Mm-hmm. He talked like how his dad left him in the car. So, yeah. I mean, his was the darkest when they were going over stories and that. Right. And thank you, Kanika. Mm-hmm. Kanika's like, she ain't right. I'm like, thank you.
With DeLuca, it's like he works with them. He kind of is in that circle a little bit. So then mm-hmm. do you just kind of live your life? I don't want to say in fear, but just you always have to avoid him and avoid situations. No. So like you're not going to, like, you can't mm-hmm. be on a yacht because Alex is there. But you guys have had a conversation, I think it's okay. You probably maybe still have your guard up.
Right.
You know, you maybe know like, hopefully, maybe we can't be in a room alone together, you know, or mm-hmm. something like that.
Because
I'm
sorry to cut you off. I just feel like we're doing a really big disservice to Alex and the progress that he's made. Because
I agree with you too.
Because I feel like what we've known where Alex was, he's had a short temper. What happened with DeLuca mm-hmm. was a one-off. It happened because there were a lot of things lined up. There was alcohol involved. There was sexual. Mm-hmm. There was breakup.
And she was like half
tempers.
Naked, wasn't
was,
she? Yeah,
was
like,
there was a lot of stuff involved. So I feel like whatever happened, it wasn't malicious towards DeLuca. I feel like DeLuca knows that. I feel like for him him to put that behind him.
I think we should move on
him.
From this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Now yeah. I'm trying to say, I think we got to move on.
No. I think that you're right. And mm-hmm. I don't want to come across at all like anyone is taking domestic violence lightly, because exactly. No one here is. We all just have a difference of opinion on how this storyline is progressing, yeah. But not the real, the like, actual, core, yeah. hardcore-ness yeah. right. of it all. It's never okay. Like, you know, I don't think that it's gone away. But I think that there has been steps taken to mm-hmm. show that Alex isn't necessarily like the same kind of person that Joe's husband is in there.
Right.
I think that they're doing a good job of separating the mm-hmm. two. Mm-hmm. Like, those violent streaks are very different for two very different reasons. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think we will get deeper into that if she ends up filing for divorce the
absolutely.
Way that she wants
it's
to.
Absolutely. It's going to come yeah. up again.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Joe and the case that her and Meredith are on.
Yes, the judge.
Yeah,
judge.
Yes, because I feel like this case made them judge. Closer also.
Absolutely.
Because, well, she got to talk to the judge about her domestic violence case, because that's the reason mm-hmm. why it came up in the first place. But, you know, I feel like she was kind of testing the waters with Meredith to giving him the advice that she thinks she should sign a waiver. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like she knew that was completely unethical, and she still did it. Because I feel like she was yeah. just trying to see what she would say. Mm-hmm. And I think for the first time, Joe is finally getting some confidence, too, and, like, being stronger. Mm-hmm. And we saw Meredith and how she grew throughout the years, and I feel like Joe is... So I guess, in a way, that is how Joe and Meredith are similar in their way, like, mm-hmm. growing.
I also love the
expanding.
Moment that they had when they were in the scrub room. And she said, you know, I don't look at you as a victim. I look at you as a survivor.
Exactly.
Like, you got out of a situation. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Took yourself
and I feel
out.
Like that
is
what's going to...
prompted her.
Yes, mm-hmm. and I feel like that is what's going to
absolutely.
Bring them closer together.
Mm-hmm.
Because that
that's
gives validation to Joe and being like, thank you for not looking at it as a victim, because right. that's what she doesn't want from mm-hmm. anybody.
And I think mm-hmm. that's kind of what's been holding her back in that definitely. Sense, is because mm-hmm. she doesn't want... You know, she's overcome this in a certain extent in the best way that she knew how to, mm-hmm. and she just... Nobody... You know, with her kind of personality, I feel like that's the biggest thing that she worries about is don't feel sorry for me. Don't yeah. do that. Like,
which
I'm here because
kept it
I
quiet
want to be.
So
right.
Do you mm-hmm. think that she would have mm-hmm. Been okay with Meredith putting her name on it if we had this discussion before? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like, I think this is why I wanted to bring up the case, because I feel like this case in general, because this guy, you know, got this little ounce of bravery, like she said in the episode, mm-hmm. and signed the waiver and did it. I feel like... if this all happened before, yes, she probably would have mm-hmm. said, you know what, put my name on the article. I deserve it.
Me.
And
yeah,
I
right.
loved what she said in the last, or two episodes ago, when she said, he's still able to take things away from me.
Yeah.
And he's not even
he
around.
Is. Exactly.
So I'm glad that Joe, like you said, has put her big girl panties mm-hmm. on, because
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Steven on the chat makes a good point, because like the way that the episode is written, it's very interesting to see how this character brings to light how the system is messed up for
yes.
for
yes.
people
oh,
that
yeah.
survive
yes. Yes.
to domestic
it.
Violence.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's really sad that it takes like a murder. It takes the extreme before mm-hmm. anything can be done, mm-hmm. and it's always been a mess.
Right.
And I hope there are more people in real life that are like this mm-hmm. character was. And I me too. I was like, don't kill the judge,
yeah.
Kanika.
Yeah.
I didn't want the judge to die either.
The judge
either.
Was canceled, too. For a split second there, too, I saw the possibility of the judge and Meredith. I was like, maybe, because I want Meredith to have... Because it's like, he was so handsome, and they're both, like, top of their game right now. And
that's funny that you mentioned that, because I thought it was going to be the judge and his assistant.
Oh.
I thought the assistant
oh.
was in love
yeah.
with the judge.
The assistant might have been.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I would
maybe.
Love that for them to have touched
it was,
on
it was
that.
Really oh. beautiful, though, the way... I just love that judge. The judge was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, again, the domestic violence being like how it's the system is rigged against the victims, it's just too bad. It's
yeah.
like but it's like you have to be willing to take the risk, and mm-hmm. it looked like that's one thing that Joe I feel like has
right.
discovered in
like
this
she
episode
wanted to know what
and
he
now she's
to,
ready
mm-hmm. yeah.
he
well, and now she's a good
her.
Support system mm-hmm. to be able to do that
exactly.
it's a scary fight
yeah.
for mm-hmm. a split second I thought Meredith was being so nice to her too, because she has all this accolades right now with being on the cover of the magazine mm-hmm. and meanwhile Joe is her name isn't even mentioned, so for a second I thought that's the reason why everybody was being like super duper nice to her. At least that's what, you know, like even Weber coming in and saying, hey, you're up for chief resident. Like,
yeah.
how and why?
Yeah.
So
I still don't get that.
Yeah.
I
feel like it's the only option.
I just look at
well,
and
I mean, but
it's right.
True.
Like, it is about power dynamics,
but
domestic
what,
violence.
What else? Who else would it be? There are no other residents.
That's
just,
what,
it's just
that's
Elizabeth
that's
her.
That's
her.
She's the only elimination.
Yeah.
She's the only
and choice. Ben's about to go be a firefighter, so
right.
who would it be?
I mean, I just look at who won chief resident before, which was April, and
mm-hmm.
I just look at April's work ethic and what she's done compared to Joe, and I like Joe. I'm a big advocate for Joe, as we all know.
Yeah.
But I just feel like... comparing the two, there's just no comparison.
Well, and I don't think that they've really, in all honesty, they haven't really given those characters individually
that's
enough
true.
Time. So we don't really,
yeah.
you know, like, in the way that it was with April's character, who I used to hate in the beginning, and I'm still not used right now. But I think that I like her a lot more now than I did in past seasons.
So you said you're warming up to her.
I'm warming up to her a little bit more now. I feel like she's coming into her own, and she's starting to acknowledge some of the BS that she was doing before, which I can appreciate.
Yeah. Can we touch on Maggie a little bit and her little scene
and Maggie making everything harder than it needs to be, and she's just gonna go for it, swipe it. Give me a date.
Yep, and then Bailey starts swiping for her, and it's like, okay, Maggie.
What I love though was when she got the match and she told the nurse, because they were during surgery, and she told the nurse, set up the date. We're going on a date. Bailey's like, no, there's rules. Yeah, to this. Yeah. Like, you can't just. Yeah. Did you check out his profile? You know, did you try to get his Instagram page? Like, there are rules to this.
Yeah. But then she hid.
Set up the date.
Then she hid. Why do we think she hid?
I think she hid because she saw what he looked like, and she was like, I don't think I am very attracted to him. Like, she's like,
I thought he was really.
She didn't even look at his profile. Okay. But look at Jackson, who she's attracted to. And then look at this guy. Okay. I mean,
I think
comparison.
Well, no, I don't think it was the look thing. I think it's because she just got scared again because she's a little girl. Because she's still acting like a little girl. Because I thought the guy was handsome.
Do we think it's because she's still in love with Jackson?
I think it's a little bit of both. Because the mixer, right? At the mixer, he walked up and she had this little butterfly schoolgirl kind of look to him. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Well, and he kind of looked like he would, and then he had to walk by her. That was like a weird little...
That boat scene too, when they were saying, "Hey, you." When the guys were telling him, "Hey, you guys aren't really sisters and brothers," and then he's like, "Oh, but you don't want to sleep with her." That was so awkward.
He's trying to convince himself that it's okay.
It's okay to sleep with his sister.
Yeah, it's not. They're not blood related, guys.
Yeah, but still, it's still weird. Man.
No, I'm not a fan of
that. Okay, good.
No.
Good.
I'm not a fan of that.
Maggie's just annoying. She's whiny, and
I guess I feel just the same way. Young.
Well, the way you feel about Amelia. That's the way I feel about Maggie, because she's just so, like, whiny. And
well, I feel like they're very similar on two sides of the coin.
Yep.
Yes.
And
like,
sisters.
Just on two sides of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I need for Maggie? I need Maggie to have a really, really good surgery again, because she's a great surgeon.
Really
she's the youngest, cardiothoracic surgeon. Like, she's, like, top of her field, and she's so young. I need them to give her, I need them to focus more on that, her career
than
aspect.
Than her swiping on
her
that.
Love life.
Yeah, that's so funny. I like Kanika. It's so cute. She's like, she's all for black love on television, but just not Maggie and Jackson.
I don't know. Is it weird? Kanika. Talking about black love, though, really quick.
Yeah.
Is it weird that when I saw the guy come out of the elevator and it was like a black guy for a black woman, I was like, I kind of wanted it to be like a different race guy for Maggie. I like these like mixed interracial relationships.
Like, yeah. Because that's what Shonda does.
I feel like it's like the norm for us to be like, no, not white on white, not black on black. It's got to be totally different. It's got to be mixed.
Everybody's like on the fence about Maggie and April. They're like, nah, I don't like either one of them. Jackson is so funny. You need to break me apart. I'll help you spend that money, Jackson.
But I thought it was cute with this episode because we did have the, you know, kind of the boys and girls split for a little bit.
Yes,
so
that was cool.
Like the girls were all hanging, like swiping on the app, and the boys are filleting fish and tying knots and just having like a real bonding experience. But it also, you know, the guys on the boat, you know, Jackson has all this money now, so he's making these extravagant purchases, but it also made him realize he wants to be in the game. He had a, you know, he had a fish fillet contest. Mm-hmm. He had a knot tying contest. He wants to be competitive. He's a competitor by nature, and he doesn't like being held back because of his name. Mm-hmm. So I like, and this is something that we talked about like two episodes ago when we had a full panel, like wondered if he was going to do this, if he was going to buy his own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he is, which I think is great.
Yep,
so he has the chance.
Yep.
And Bailey was like, "What, you want me to give it to you?
Right?
You want me to put your name on it?"
No.
But I want to see him do that because he is a great surgeon, and I liked some of my favorite episodes with his character was when he was with Mark really learning that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, you know, when he was a brat and when he was that character you didn't really like because he felt too entitled, and watching him grow and to be the best
he can be.
It'll be fun to see him compete.
Yeah, like and when he saw
and do some innovative things and cutting edge things.
And he
kind
saw
of
Meredith on the cover of the magazine. He's like, really? The cover? Meredith? Which all that just secretly was saying.
I want that cover.
But he also contributed greatly to that as well.
Yeah,
with the skin grafts and like all of that.
It's like he wants that recognition.
Yeah, I also love this twist because like we said with the interns, we don't, or the residents, we don't really get to see them do like these crazy surgeries or anything like that.
Right.
So I'm hoping that this introduces a whole new round of like crazy like surgeries. We haven't really gone off site like they used to do with the ferry accident or like the mudslide and stuff. We haven't really gone out into the field for a while, and I want to see these residents I want to see how they act outside. I want to see them push themselves, and I want to see where they're going to go with this new surgical resident like competition, because I want to see them compete. I want to kind of get attached to them. We forget Grey's Anatomy is a medical show. We want to see these crazy medical things.
Well, I thought today was pretty cool with a gun,
with a gun in the vagina. Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. and the guy, the hypochondriac, happened to get shot. Like,
I'm never coming to this hospital again.
And she's like, oh, really? That's too bad.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Steven asks, is Meredith actually going to win the Harper Avery, or do we think that they're gonna pull Christina?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
I feel like if they don't pull a Christina, it's unfair.
Yeah.
Because he's still attached. It's still the same kind of rules. Mm-hmm. Catherine is still associated. Jackson is still associated with the hospital, especially when Christina was there. Mm-hmm. And now it's on the other foot. If they give it to... I'm just going to say it. If they give it to the white woman and not the ethnic woman...
Why is it got to be all
I'm
racial?
Sorry. I'm just saying. Like, it would be really... unfortunate. Oh, it's just like skeptical, you guys. Yeah. It's the same set of rules. It's two different people.
Yes, you're right.
No, absolutely. But you're absolutely right.
I want Meredith to get it, though.
But it's more about being nominated, right, guys?
That's my guess. It's what we do in a room. That's all that matters, Meredith. You're right. We all know that you want to win.
It doesn't matter. You don't put your name on the paper. It's what happens in there.
Yeah. Can we touch a little bit on the Lucas and what we're going to do about Arizona and Owen? Like, what?
Yeah,
that's Karina's having fun. She studies orgasms, girl. No, get it wherever you want.
That was hot though between Owen and Karina. I was like, I didn't see that coming, and I thought it was hot.
I don't know. I like the only thing that I like is the fact that they introduced her as bisexual, because that just makes her hotter in my eyes. Like, I already thought that she was hot. I need a change of underwear every time she's on the screen. But now I need like three pairs of underwear because she's so hot. But I'm like, I don't like her with Owen. I don't like anybody with Owen except for Teddy.
You're so bad.
I just don't like him. Even though
it's not going to be a long thing.
He needs loving.
Not from her. She's too good. That vagina is gold. That body is gold. No, no, no for Owen.
Oh, my God.
I want to get lost in
Owen. That's going to be for DeLuca. For the boy DeLuca. I can't think of his name right now. In Arizona.
Andrew
in Arizona are friends. It's just a weird dynamic now.
But like, I thought it was so funny when Andrew's like, come on, because he like, she sleeps with all my friends.
My sister sleeps with all my friends.
My sister
sleeps with
all my friends, and then she did.
I thought he was getting away from the situation.
I think
what I loved about that is that freaking Arizona was like, I think I broke up with Karina, blah blah blah, like Arizona,
or she thinks I did.
Arizona, you frightened girl, like you need to get on that while you can get on that. If you're like playing this just toeing the water thing, Karina's out.
She's both sides. She can go anywhere she wants to go.
I don't think Karina's like the staying kind.
No,
either. Yeah, I don't think like, this girl studies orgasm. She's gonna go, she has to do research.
Yeah, it wasn't about a breakup. It was like, oh, you're playing, okay, on to the next.
She could play research with me. I'm all about it. I love her. Literally, she's asked to be the hottest.
Kanika's like, remember when we hated how Owen kissed? But Owen really needed some loving, so I'm gonna let Owen have this one. You gotta let him.
Come on, he does.
This is a pity sex. This is a pity. It is. I'm sorry. That's what it is.
Owen's like a military man. He's gotta have some like hotness exuding off of him.
Not with Karina. Go with another military one. Go with Teddy. Get your little.
Teddy is like the marriage, the wife and kids life. This is like, you know, swing off the chandelier kind of like.
Karina, wow, the DeLucas are hot. That's a good sister. That's a good brother sister team.
Yeah, there was too much sex going on.
It was
so much sex.
And Meredith still didn't get any. I was like, I even wanted her to the judge.
I did like the judge. Yeah. I am interested
to see what they're gonna do with Meredith and her love life now that they've taken Riggs out of the picture.
I'm so sad that he's gone.
Yes,
he's
permanently.
Like, but also, was like, such a good character. Yeah.
He was a great character. I feel like they're going to focus on Meredith's career. Clearly, she's got this Harper Avery nomination.
Now she wants to do more albums.
Don't forget the grandfather Avery's dead. I forgot about that part. Yes. So I wonder how that's going to...
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. He might have been a big part in why Christina didn't get it. So maybe I take that back.
Right.
Maybe the situation has changed a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the chat said that earlier. Yeah. Don't forget about that.
That's a good point. Thank you for that, guys.
But she's still white. So I don't know.
White privilege. I'm half white, guys, so I'm just joking. It's a joke.
He's not.
I'm not.
I am.
A little bit.
What else do we got? What else do we got?
I did want to talk about, and I know we moved on from Amelia, but I did need to talk about this moment between her. I'm sorry, you know I like her, but this moment between her and Weber, where they compared.
They had their meeting.
Oh yeah, yes,
they compared about this alcoholism. Like tumor and
addiction
mm-hmm. together. Like you can't do something, or you're afraid to do it without it. I really liked that moment, and I liked the fact that they always bring up the fact that, you know, Weber is a recovering alcoholic, right. Because really he's the only one that Amelia could really go to. I mean, they're both so busy that I'm glad that they both have that support system at
Well, and I thought Grace it was Sloan. A very interesting analogy, and it was a really interesting way to think about kind of like what addiction does, because it can be so many things aside from just drug and alcohol, and this was a good example of that it's looking at this tumor as a solution when it was actually the problem.
Yes.
Right.
And that's, I think, what's really hard with that type of disease and when people are struggling with those things is because it's just kind of backwards. Like, you're looking at this crutch, or you know, this whatever it is, as a solution to your problem when it's not. Like, so being able to flip it is how you kind of like work to come out of it.
Yes.
And it's great that he's able to recognize that and see that and reiterate it is not the problem. Right. I mean, it's not the solution, it was the problem. And you're still you know, you're still better without it, and you're still okay without it. And
he said, Kelly.
You know, getting sober was the best thing we ever did.
Yeah. She just needed some confidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all about you know,
but to be put in a way that she could process, which I thought was really great.
And maybe Tom can insert some confidence into her.
I think he did. Yeah.
I think he did too.
Really, I'm calling it by insertion.
I think he really did. And then Sophia's coming home.
Yeah, Sophia's coming home. That's going to be pretty huge. So Arizona, that'd be a good distraction from the Karina situation.
That's true.
Sophia. Yeah. Well, now Andrew just has to go watch Karina Bone Owen at his house.
Yeah.
He went from Arizona.
That's a good point.
He's
like, oh my God, she has sex with all my
poor
friends.
Andrew.
Every place he lives, she's having sex with the people that he's living with. Oh, that's terrible. I want to touch on the little hint that we got from Warren tonight on the boat.
Yes.
About Strongest New Show. Yes. The Firefighter Show.
We've known about it for a while. He finally admitted to the boys that he got into the Fire Academy.
Yeah. Yes.
But do not tell Bailey.
Telling Bailey, because Bailey is not having it.
Well, it's funny because I just remember when he dropped out of the program to be with her, and they had this whole like Bailey did not. She like lost respect for him. She didn't like that. She wants a man who's going to have ambition and go after what he wants. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what she's going to say.
I mean, he seems pretty passionate about this.
Yeah, he still has that.
Well, I mean, I thought
drive.
It was funny too, because this is another thing that we talked about, that the guys even said, third time's a charm. Like, not everybody finds their passion in life. You found it three times.
Hey, that's true.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. You try it so you find what really, really fits.
I think
it's going to be great assets for him, all the knowledge and stuff that he has.
He's
going to make him better in the field.
But how is this going to work for their marriage? Do you think they're going to write it that they are getting a divorce? Or
firefighters are hot. Why would she be mad?
Right? But I don't know. I read an article that was saying, Ben Warren's character was saying, well, in real life, I don't know his name, but he was saying that he doesn't know where it's going to go with his character on Grey's Anatomy. Of course, Grey's Anatomy and the Fire Show, I don't think they have a title yet. They're going to be, you know,
crossing over.
Right. Yeah. But as far as, like, him being more so... making more appearances on Grey's Anatomy, you know, to show that relationship. He's like, that's kind of up in the air. They haven't said what they're going to do with that yet. So,
I want to see some hot firefighters next.
Ooh, me too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
There will be some.
Maybe Maggie can find a hot firefighter.
I'm not even just talking about, like, male hot firefighters, you guys. I'm talking about hot female firefighters, too.
Hot firefighters in general.
And I hope Shonda does break that boundary, because we always do forget that there are female firefighters.
Oh, for sure.
Not as many, but yeah.
I want to see that.
Absolutely. I think that would be great to see. Oh, and also, yes, thank you. Sorry, are the chat. I missed it, but somebody was asking about the weird scene at the end with DeLuca and the girl.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah. What was that about? That was odd.
And that statement, too, so both so pretty, what's going to happen
that
next?
I did not like that line.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was
I felt
like it was almost like an ad-lib, and I'm like, they should have left that out.
They should have
like,
cut
No way a smart writer would have wrote that. I bet you that girl was like, I want to lie here, so I'm going to say something.
She's somebody's niece or daughter.
Exactly. I was like, how did this happen?
Because that was the worst.
Who is this girl? It was so
It really, like, left a bad taste in my mouth at the end of the episode. But I don't
Thanks,
who this Tanya. Sam girl is. Thank I don't you, know Tanya. Who this Sam girl is.
I don't either. They must have dated in school or something.
Yeah, so yeah.
Or maybe it's some. Yeah. It's got to be some sort of ex.
And she
or something.
Wasn't even that hot. I mean, like, she wasn't even Karina hot. She was pretty. She's not DeLuca hot. You know what? She's more like Jennifer Aniston to her to DeLuca's Brad Pitt hot.
Oh, no.
Yes, I said
oh,
that.
Oh, you
yes,
said, said it.
That.
You were Angelina
getting pretty.
But Brad Pitt and Angelina have the same hotness.
I'm sorry, but have you seen Jennifer Aniston and We Are the Millers,
she
you guys?
She's beautiful, but she's not Angelina Jolie. Okay.
I think it's time to get into some predictions.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's time for that.
I agree. Before we flip tables.
Desperate Housewives show. Isn't it? Or the Real Housewives.
All right. Yeah. What do we think's coming up next?
I don't know. What are we doing for predictions? So I need to talk about this 300th episode, you guys.
No.
Kelly, we've had a good show together. Don't ruin it. So apparently they're going to touch on this whole George and Christina thing, which I was not very happy about. But then they did the whole Chasing Cars song, and you guys obviously know that song, if you are a Grey's fan, always touches your heart. I almost broke down during the damn preview.
I know.
So
oh
I can't even imagine what we're going to do for the 300th episode. But I am looking forward to, like I said, predicted a little bit earlier. I feel like Joe having this newfound like women power hood. It's really going to bite her in the ass, because if she's really this scared of this guy named Paul, this guy Paul, her ex-husband, I feel like it's going to go downhill really, really fast. And I really don't want anything to happen to her, but we are almost mid-season. And
someone's gotta die.
You know what I wanna see? I wanna see Joe go all J-Lo and Enough.
Ooh,
that's what
that
I wanna see.
Great.
I wanna see this woman power thing really come to fruition, especially with everything that's going on in the real world. Mm-hmm. I wanna see that translated to women standing up for themselves and, you know, really trying to protect herself and learning how to do that. Like, that's what I wanna see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give him a taste of his own medicine. Don't be scared. Like, see what you can do. And she's got a good support system. She has people.
Well,
she
just sick Alex
her.
On him.
Stop
he
it.
He did that by himself.
No, but seriously, if he come after, I mean, just get Alex.
I feel like that would happen anyway.
That's
if Alex
what he should
use.
Right.
But I want to see it. I want to see it.
You can't have it both ways, Shannon. You can't have Alex want therapy.
You know what?
Then
we might as well just use his powers where they see fit. So I think that
somebody's flipping.
Thank you, Kelly.
No, I don't think that's wrong. I mean, if he's gonna like, that's the real like burden.
I just like busting your chops, Shannon.
I want to see her feel confident on her own that if she's walking down the street by herself, that, you know, if the worst case scenario happens, she feels good enough in her own skin to be able to stand up for herself. Because it's terrible to be scared. Nobody wants to live that way.
I feel like that is what's going to happen. It's kind of, they're going to interact. It's going to go downhill, because I felt like the situation with the judge kind of foreshadowed that, because it was like, well, be brave. Take the extra step to be brave. He took the extra step. I'm sorry. Took the extra step and then he died.
And now she has to.
So, and I feel like she's like, okay, I'm going to take this step.
No, I'm going to die.
But it could go.
Yeah.
I mean, it could. And hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it's one of those stories that really shows that that you don't have to be afraid every time. And if, you
something
know,
happens. Mm-hmm.
That taking a risk doesn't always have to be deadly.
Right.
And hopefully that's the story
that we learn. That's the story. Because that would be a beautiful story to hear. I feel like a lot of viewers would need to.
Yeah, that she's strong enough to fight back. And she can
like stand up for herself.
But, I mean, Grace hasn't really touched on, and I don't want to, like, beat the whole domestic violence over the head, but they've never really touched on it that much, especially with a main character.
That's why I was just saying that it was kind of sideswipe with Karev. I have to say that.
I mean, but,
I think because of that situation, he didn't have violence towards her.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but it's like beating up one of your residents.
Violence in general.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But I want to see domestic violence. No, I don't want to see it. Oh, my God, that sounded really bad. I don't want to see it. I just want Grace to cover it
and to address it, and maybe this will be it.
Yes,
this will be. I mean, we'll see. This is the perfect storyline they've been talking about for a long time.
Yes.
We'll see how it plays out and what the end result is going to be. But I just want to see. I want to see this character give hope to people that are afraid to be able
to
stand up and do that. That it doesn't have to. That yes, of course, it's scary. But if you're turning your life around and you do have strong people behind you and you get yourself, you know, in a place where you feel good about it, things and good about protecting yourself, that it can end positively.
Right.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Know.
Yeah.
I want to leave on a higher note, you guys. I feel like Karina's going to sleep her way through the hospital. That's my other prediction. She's going to glorify everybody with her golden vagina. And that's my other prediction.
I want Teddy to come back.
To the whole hospital.
You know what?
I want Teddy to come back.
Where'd she go? She'll be back. I think. Let's see. Owen needs a kid.
My prediction is that Owen's going to get Karina pregnant.
The worst prediction ever.
That's fine. I don't care if you judge me. I want Owen to have a baby.
Not by her.
No, that is just too pretty with that.
And not a Jackson, not a Jaggy. Poor is it what we call him? A Jaggy. No Jaggy.
Oh, a Jaggy. I like that.
No Jaggy, but no a J-Pril.
Gold-gina. Thanks so much.
Gold-gina. That's funny.
That is funny.
We want to see good things happen all the way around. Yes. Owen needs a kid. Everything needs a kid.
No domestic violence. Happy rainbows and butterflies,
exactly.
You guys.
Exactly. Meredith needs to win awards. Jackson needs to, you know, get some contests going.
Yeah, and absolutely.
No
with Maggie.
Jackson and Maggie.
Jackson needs to get back with April, let's just say it.
No.
Yeah. And where's his baby? You know, he's really following behind Meredith.
Yeah, where's Harriet?
Karina is a pro. She uses birth control. Yes. Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for hanging out with us. That is 299 episodes down.
Insane.
We have got the 300th episode next week. We've got to celebrate. We have to have a little tequila dance-off.
Yes.
I'm down.
Well, as always, guys, make sure to follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, and you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
Yes, and you can follow me at Shannon Bobo everywhere.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. You've been awesome in the chat. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.